Good morning. Today we hit a new stage or a different perspective or a different tack in our discussion about our personal development. Perek Achad Asar, the 11th chapter here, which Rav Volbi entitles Avodas Ha'adam, the person, is consistent on one level with everything we've been talking about until now in terms of our personal development as people, as being the kind of people that we want. Last time we talked about being an Adam HaShalem, a whole person, striving for Shlemus and then ultimately striving, aspiring for godless, for greatness. But now, it all changes. Because in this parak, Rav Volbi goes on, it's almost an emotional plea. If you didn't like what he had to say, you would call it a tirade. It is a very impassionate and strongly felt message, a critique that makes us take a step back and reflect, which is very important. He says, look, Kivras derech arucha halachnu b'ma'arach hazu. We've gone a great distance in developing and thinking about what does it mean to become a person, a whole person. We spoke about the role of the heart, developing our lave. We spoke about greatness. We spoke about what it means to be human. However, many of us feel at times that we are far off from accomplishing this goal, this ultimate destination of becoming that person that we want to be. And that's what he writes in line number 6. Ki rechokim anachnu mechavaya zu. We're far from this experience. And then he quotes a Navi, a passage from the Navi Yishai in the second perek, which is stinging. Go to line 11. Beis Yaakov l'chu v'neilcha b'or Hashem. The house of Jacob, go and let's go in the light of Hashem. Ki natashta amecha beis Yaakov. You have abandoned your nation. Molu mikedem va'onim kaplishtim ubiyaldim nachem yaspiku. What happened to us? Line 15. Vatimole arzo kesev v'zav. Our land was filled with silver and gold. Ve'in ketzel otzrosav. There's no end to our storehouses of the stuff that we are amassing. Vatimole arzo susim ve'in ketzel markavosav. And line 17, Vatimole Arzo Elilim, the land, our land was filled with deities, Lamaise Yadav Yishtachavu, to fall on our faces, to bow to the work of our hands. La Asher Atzbu Etzbausav, to that which our fingers created, Vayishach Adam, man was diminished. Lashuach means to bend over. Vayashpel ish. Man was lowered. So line 19, says Rav Volbi, brings it home. Halev margish, the heart feels, ki nevu azu, this prophecy, tzricha ledoros. He's playing on off, as this is a play on words from a Gemara in Megillah that says that there were many prophets who existed over time, but only those that were tzricha ledoros, that were necessary for the generations, were written down and canonized in the Tanakh. He says, this prophecy is tzricha ledoros. We need it for our generation. Kol ofna, ofan means a style. So ofna means a fashion style. It's a modern Hebrew word. Shehum tza be Paris. Any fashionable way, line 21, and line 20. Kol mechana chadisha shurkava be New York. Any new piece of equipment that was put together in New York. Kol ti praktika elilit shemekura b'Tibet, hakol motze es darko el kihilos Yisrael v'shova behen nefashos. He says the affluence of life today and the influence of technology is the modern equivalent of what the Navi is describing. L'maisa yadav, the creation of our hands, meaning the technological advances that we have built, to those we start to bow, and the consequence of bowing to that, to the endless possibilities that we have thanks to technology and modernity, at the end of the day, vayishach adam, the man is bent over, the person vayashvel ish. And so he goes on the rest of this page. He says, what is this description? Ein ketzel lamar kavosav. This is the fullness of kesef zav. Because every young person, he says, waits to get a driver's license and start driving around and being involved in the world. And he says, this new deity is called technology. Now, you could even argue that this technological advance, it's been going on for a long time, maybe precipitated even more quickly by the Industrial Revolution, but you could not deny that in the last, 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years, the technological revolution of our era has far outpaced anything that Ravolbi could have ever even imagined. When he was talking to young men in the 1960s, or 70s, right? This is like... So what is the consequence, he says? Take a look on the next column. Turn the page over. V'hatotzah mikol zeh, line number one. What's the consequence? V'yishach adam v'yashbelish. Ha'adam, the person, hit gamed. Gamed means to be truncated, short, midget. A person becomes diminished. Kochosov misnav nevin. Seichel, our intellect, yesh mechona ha'ose melachto. There is a machine that does its work. Lecheshbon, for calculations, computer. La'avchanas machala, bedikos lerov, to assess somebody for an illness, ailment. So there's an exam. Regesh, what about feeling? Well, the newspapers are full of moving stories. Radios have music on them. And in the background of all this, he talks about the idea of nuclear war and the threat of militarization in the world. And he says, don't think that we are immune to this. And he's talking globally to the world of the Jewish people in all aspects. We are not immune to this. Now, he points out, take a look. Now, go on line 7, just for a parenthetical point. Einenu miskachashim. We are not denying lebracha haraba shevia technika. We're not denying the blessings and the many gifts that technology has brought us. The Xerox machine, you wouldn't have sheets in front of you. The car, I don't know if I would have gotten here this morning if I had to walk. So many technological advances, which are a bracha, he says, and we don't deny that. We recognize that. But at the same time, there is a danger. Aval shir komaso shel ha'adam ha'gadol ne'elam gam me'itanu shomrei Torah u'mitzvos. But there is a human consequence of the increase in technology. Right? I'm not an authority to speak on this, but Dr. Pelkovitz likes to talk about communication without connection or information without knowledge. Information without knowledge. You can rack up a lot of information through technology, but does that mean that you know you have an interaction, a human experience? Yesterday, I went to a village marketplace to pick up a few things, and outside, there were three little girls standing there at a table with their mothers watching them, and they were selling Girl Scout cookies. So I don't know where it says in the Chumash that you're supposed to support the Girl Scout cookies, but I assume that somewhere in Chazal, there's got to be some mimer that it's important to support Girl Scout cookies, maybe Mefarnesin Aniye Akum. No, it's probably like you're helping build society by buying Girl Scout cookies. It's a lot of calories, but it's a mitzvah. Okay. So we went to buy these box of Girl Scout cookies. And I said to one of the mothers and to the girls, I said, to sell Girl Scout cookies, you have to look people in the eye. You have to interact with them. You can't be on your phone. You can't be texting the person who you're selling the Girl Scout cookies. You have to actually have an interaction. So I gave my son a $20 bill and I said, give it to that girl. He actually, you know, with his own arm, he handed it over. And then the girl went into the wallet. They have a little pushka over there, right? A little bag. And she takes out the money and she gives him the change. That's not easy for adolescents today. Because technology has had a human cost of what does it mean to interact with people, to look them in the eye. One of the biggest things which is taken away through technology is the soul, is the neshama. And that's, I think, what he's saying in the Vayashpel Ish. What's been diminished is the person. When I send somebody an email, if that email is not worded exceedingly, exceedingly carefully, and even when it is, it's hard to always hit each and every note, I may actually convey the wrong impression that I want to convey. You're nodding over there, Gail. You probably have spoken about this, right? Because you can't convey a human element easily through a written email. You can't. Where's the body language, for better or for worse? Where's the human component of that? It's lost through technology. And I would guess that people 80 years ago, when the telephone started to pick up, I suspect that people probably said the same thing. And they were right. That it's not the same thing when you have two world leaders who converse on the telephone versus when they converse in person. The technology has a cost on the side of the Adam, of the person. So it doesn't mean that we shun technology. It means that we have to be aware, says Ravolbi, of the challenges to compensate for them and to address them. So he says, we can do that. Line number 9. Halo sof sof, yet at the end, yesh la'adam ha-bechira. A person has bechira. And it's interesting. Now, with the development of neuroscience, there are those who are shrinking the pool of choice. And they say, well, this is predisposed chemically, and this you don't have a choice, and that you don't have a choice. But those are chemical perspectives. From a human and soul perspective, the rabbi would tell you that choice is at the center of being human. It's axiomatic. Yes, maybe each one of us has a different set of predispositions, of midos, of tendencies, and we need to address those, and we need to compensate and overcome them sometimes when they're negative, and cultivate and nurture them when they're positive values. But at our core, we have a choice. We can't let technology take away our choice. We can't blame technology for, well, I didn't get here on time because my train was late. So sometimes, yes, of course, my train was late. That's why I didn't get here on time. But I could have chosen to take an earlier train. I could have chosen, go through every scenario and think about where is the human accountability versus, you know, just being victimized by technology. This is the choice that we still have. We have the choice of being human. So he quotes now in line 14 in the indentation here from the Chovas HaLevavos. V'chol asher nosaf ha'olam yishuv nosaf ha'seichel churban. So that's a very harsh line, that as long as there is technological, social, and worldly development, the seichel, the intellect, is increasingly destroyed. Think about it. In one level, in the perspective of relationship with Hashem, a farmer would go out to his land. He would take what would have been dinner, seeds, throw them in the ground instead of grinding them up for a piece of bread, and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grow for the next season. Today, you want bread, you don't go to the backyard, and we don't usually go to the Rabbono Shel Olam, we go to Jewel or Mariano's, right? That's what we do when we want bread. So the element of our connection to Hashem, even through something so simple like bread, is diminished now. Many people today have, what is it called? Automatic deposit? Direct deposit, right? Our sustenance comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us that everything that we get, there's a big calculus, which is cheshbon for us, but we don't think about that today. It's direct deposit. We don't even see a check. So the thoughtfulness that goes into life is being eroded. Is it, I would say, it's obvious. Is it an accident that in recent years, mindfulness has become such an important social buzzword? Why is mindfulness all over the place? Because mindfulness is society's answer and response to technology. This is not how Ravolbi is formulating it, but that's really the same conversation. Ravolbi is saying that with technology, we are sucking out the Adam. So what society is recognizing is that with technology, we are taking out mindfulness, and that is a reflection, a way of understanding the Adam. So what are we saying now? We need to increase mindfulness. So we have mindfulness workshops, and we had mindfulness retreats, and mindfulness business meetings, because mindfulness is the antidote. That's the Adam HaGadol, which is the antidote to the technology sucking out the Adam. And that comes exactly from Rav Volbe's point. It's the person has a choice, right? I'm not sure that if you were to read this paragraph or this chapter to a modern person, they would necessarily see this link right away. But to me, it's clear. Rav Volbe is saying the truth of what society is also realizing. Rav Volbe is saying at the end of the day, we have a choice to be an Adam. We have a choice whether we want this experience to be a mindful experience or a mindless experience. It can be a totally mindless experience. How can I have the experience? Because the technology is going through it. The technology is making the experience happen. The question is, am I present? I can make it mindless because I can be texting and emailing while I'm exercising under the table, right? All those things are happening. But, or I can choose to be mindful. I could choose to be an Adam. Where does the Adam come from? And this is what we spoke about in the past. The Adam comes from the Seichel. So this is exactly what Rav Volbe is saying. That in society today, we need to be magbir. We need to raise up what the Chovas HaLevavos is saying is the Seichel. With Nosef Yishuv, HaSeichel is Nosef Churban. So that's why people from there, where are they getting this from? That most people, I think, I don't know, I'm not out there in the business world, but I suspect most people are not reading Rav Volbe. Probably not. Where is it coming from? It's coming from the Tzelem Elokim, the Adam in humanity. That Adam, people, regular people, not Jewish, people are just saying, this is not the life that I want. This is a life where the Adam is shafel, is diminished. So people are saying, I don't want that existence. Their neshama, their soul, their inner Adam is telling them that their seichel is being destroyed, it's being taken away from them. They're fragmented. They're not paying attention. They're not living their life. So they're choosing to be mindful. They're choosing to create an Adam. And it's also true in the Torah world. That if this is infiltrating in all quarters, including the Torah world, says Rav Volbe, so we need to redouble, he says, and we need to be mindful of the fact that we have a seichel, and that seichel is under siege from technology, so we need to be choosing mindfulness, spiritual mindfulness, ruchnius mindfulness. That's what we need to focus on. So this is the lament of this passage in the Chovas HaLevavos, but at the same time, now we have the option. We have the opportunity. Go to line 23. Ha'im nekomeim, can we stand up and revolt? Neged hachitzonius, against the hachitzonius means literally superficial outside focus. Vashitrius, and the superficiality, hagovros, which is manifest today. People posing on social media, only thinking about the outside. That affects us. Kol ma'aracha zu ma'areches ha'adam. This is the ma'aracha literally means a phalanx or a fight of the person. Megama achas la. What? Lahamchish la'atzmenu. Lahamchish means to concretize for ourselves. Eshir komaso shel ha'adam Yisrael. To actualize and realize our shir koma, the fullness of our measure of a Jewish person. Ulahachzir es ha'adam letocha karasenu. And through that, maybe we can have a human experience, a spiritual experience, a godly experience, the experience of being an Adam. On the one hand, all of humanity is referred to as an Adam, is a person. But the Jewish people have a unique designation of being Adam. The Navi Yechezkel, that's what he writes here on line 28. Yechezkel Navi Kori Eleinu Adam Atem. Va'ani Shomea Es Hakriya. And I hear this call, Umisragish, and I become emotional. Hein, yes, Adam Ani. So in a unique way, we as Jewish people are called on to become that Adam, which we can, if we so choose. But if we're not aware of the fact that technology and modernity is posing a challenge to that Adam, we have no chance. It's only through recognizing the fact that the Mosif Ha'olam Yishuv, that through the advances of technology, we diminish the Adam by focusing on spirituality and superficiality, not by focusing on spirituality, by focusing on spirituality and materialism and the external aspects of life and getting things done rather than being the kind of person that we want to be. If we don't recognize that, we're never going to be able to combat it. Says Rav Volbi, we have to recognize those challenges exist. There are benefits, of course. There are brachos to technology. But at the end of the day, the overwhelming challenge is the challenge to our being an Adam, to being a person, to living the kind of life that we want to live. Do we want to live in the present? Do we want to live in the present of the people who are around us and with us, in our families, in our relationships, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we want to have a profound inner sense of self, which is governed by our seichel? Or do we want to be just a mirror of everything that's going on around us? Says Rav Volbi, we have to choose. And I would say that's why we're here today. Because by going through the process of personal development, of constantly, every week, coming back to saying, what is the kind of person that I want to be? Then the technology becomes a vehicle. Instead of impeding our growth, the technology says, well, you know what? I can reach out to that person on the phone. I could call that person, or I could text them to get together in person. Or I can be aware that, well, when I sit down to talk to this person, I need to put away my phone. I need to realize that I need time for meditation or mindfulness, or I need to preempt the conversation that we're going to have with some quiet time to really be present, to be an Adam, to be a person of Seichel, to have my decisions and my actions driven dafka by my Seichel, specifically by my Seichel, and not by the various speeds of the technology that are happening around us. So Rav Volbi says, in conclusion, we're not going to do the second chapter, he just says, there, line 29, Hadvarim Hanal, these things, they're an Einam Hishtabchus Rikshis Levad. They're not just an emotional plea. Yesh Bem Yesod La'avoda HaMaisis. There is also a practical element, and that's what we're saying. That the awareness of the technology challenges presents us with an opportunity to say, wait a second, we need to answer with Bechira, with choice. How do I, as a person, as a Jew, as an entity connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I want to live my life? Where can I put my influence in terms of what are my values? How do I create mindful experiences? And he points out later on, he says, part of this is going through our learning about ourselves, developing our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't find that everywhere. And we have to be discerning about where we're going to find our inspiration. But this awareness gives us the opportunity to make the most of our life and to become the Adam, the kind of person that we want to be, irrespective of those developments that are happening around us. Thank you, everybody, for coming.